Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kenny, I got to tell you, ever since we've been talking to Lance Goodman, fantasy football expert at NFLExporter.com, my numbers and my points have been going through the roof, dude. I scored over 200 fantasy points last week.
Did you really?
I'm on fire.
Wow. See, maybe Kevin Stefanski should ask for some help. Maybe that would help him with his decisions late in the game.
Well, let's find out from Lance Goodman. Lance, thanks for joining us today. How you feeling, my man? And thank you.
Not a problem. I'm doing great, Kenny and JT. Happy that the advice there is helping. 200 points is big time.
Well, you ain't lying. And it's a PPR league, so I get points for receptions and everything else. And, you know, when we look at this league, Lance, it's amazing the injury list. I mean, it's outstanding. What do we accredit all these injuries to? Denver Broncos have 16 players on the IR.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, football being the most physical, high contact sport, it's unbelievable. And it's certainly a part of the game. This is nothing new. I'm not sure what to attribute it to. You know, you hear everything from sometimes guys can overtrain. You know, nowadays these guys have the top notch, best equipment and trainers and everything like that. So sometimes it could be a little bit of overtraining. Other times, I mean, some things are just unavoidable, rolling your ankle, things of that nature. So I certainly understand, and it's having a huge impact on fantasy football, especially when you look at the running back position right now. You know, Christian McCaffrey's out again this week, David Montgomery of the Chicago Bears, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Saquon Barkley, Nick Chubb. You have some guys that are questionable when you look at Chris Carson and Aaron Jones. So it's tough out there for fantasy football owners right now at the running back position in particular.
I'll tell you what else is tough. Not only injuries this time of year, we start the bye week this week. So what do? Do we look for the waiver wire? Do we try to make trades? You got a guy like a Juju Smith-Schuster over in Pittsburgh, gone for the season. You mentioned some of these running backs that are down and out. We don't think Nick Chubb will be gone for a long time, but then again, quick turnaround. They play Thursday. May you give him, in all honesty, 3 weeks off by not playing him this Sunday or next Thursday?
Yeah, it's tough sledding out there. The waiver wire is obviously going to be your first option. I was asking around a lot of owners yesterday. Certainly, we love Thursday night football. But in a lot of leagues, it makes it extremely difficult to make a trade because on Tuesday is the most guys like to see what they get off the waiver wire. Wednesday pops through, and it really only gives you 1.5 days to try to orchestrate a trade. In a lot of leagues, once that Thursday night game begins, you're unable to make any trades the rest of the week. So, you know, you have a very slim window. When I looked at the waiver wire myself this week, some popular names that were trending were Myles Gaskin of the Miami Dolphins. A lot of owners gave up on him or kicked him to the curb, and rightfully so. He certainly hadn't been producing, but got back into good graces last week and had a nice matchup this week against the Miami Dolphins defense. Darrell Williams was probably the hottest pickup this week, running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll be taking over for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who suffered an MCL sprain on Monday Night Football for the next couple weeks. And then Devonta Booker of the New York Giants is going to be stepping up in place of Saquon Barkley, who's going to miss the next 2 to 3, possibly 4 weeks. And then Alex Collins, running back of the Seattle Seahawks, stepped in last week for Chris Carson. And so those were some of your top waiver wire pickups. The bummer, as you said, this week on bye is Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints. Cordarrelle Patterson has been one of the hottest fantasy players over the last month. He's on bye as well. And then we're starting to see COVID make its way around, guys. Damian Williams, who was our top pickup last week from the Chicago Bears, had a nice showing against the Raiders, 14-plus fantasy football points. He's going to miss this week with COVID. So now the Bears' third-string running back, Herbert, is going to be in there. And so guys are certainly looking to the waiver wire to get help. And then the other thing, guys, is that's why we preach quality depth for your drafts. And I think for owners out there, even though it's not conventional, there's an owner in one of my leagues who, with his first three picks, selected running backs, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Najee Harris. And by no coincidence, not only is this guy 5-0 right now, those are some big-time names, but if somebody gets hurt and you're starting two running back, at least you have some quality players behind him. I know for myself, Leonard Fournette was a player that I had on my bench the majority this year, but I played the matchups, and he was a nice fill-in for a lot of fantasy owners this week. Scored a couple touchdowns last night on Thursday Night Football.
We love having this guy on the show with us, Lance Goodman. At NFL Exporter on Twitter. He's our fantasy guru, and he's breaking it down for you. He's helped JT out. He can help you out as well. What about some good matchups this week for quarterbacks, Lance? Who are you looking at saying, if you've got this guy, you got to play him for sure this week because their defense sucks and he's going to light up the scoreboard?
Exactly, and that's what we look for, are the matchups. I like Matthew Stafford, the Los Angeles Rams, on the road at the New York Giants. Stafford, the only quarterback in the NFL this year to throw for 275-plus yards and two TDs in every single game, so he's been very consistent. You'd have to think that Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense is going to rebound. Nice matchup this week against the Washington football team. And then you look at Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals. Nice matchup on the road against the Detroit Lions. And Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills, absolutely on fire, going against that Titans defense and secondary that's certainly in the bottom half of the NFL. So those would be some quarterbacks that I certainly like the matchups. I'll just kind of throw out there real quick, keep your eyes on Kyler Murray. He's obviously a must-start weekly, has a injury in his throwing shoulder. I'm not sure if he's going to miss the game against the Cleveland Browns, but that's something that owners would certainly keep their eyes out for. And if I had to look at a quarterback, we have a tough matchup this week. Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys offense, have been rolling over the last month, really since the season started. Dak started off with over 400 yards against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But if you take a look at the last time the Dallas Cowboys went to New England and played the Patriots, they came out of there with 13 points and had a very difficult time facing Bill Belichick's defense. So that's certainly some owners would like to keep their eyes out for.
All right. What about you've already talked about the running backs, and you just forget the matchups. You got to play who you got because so many guys are hurt there. So how about we go to wide receivers and matchups that are favorable for some wide receivers that maybe aren't the top names because you're going to play your number one all the time, right? So maybe some other guys that are your two or your three that have favorable matchups for this week.
Certainly, Deontay Johnson of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You alluded to Juju Smith-Schuster a tad bit earlier in our segment here. There were quite a few teams. Pittsburgh were one of them that had three very good wide receivers, and you just were unsure how the target share would break down. Deontay had been consistent even with Juju Smith-Schuster in the lineup, but with him gone now, Deontay is the unquestioned number one receiver, and that elevated Chase Claypool to the unquestioned number two. We know right now Seattle playing without Russell Wilson. Everybody's getting on how bad Kansas City's defense is. Seattle is not too far behind. Ben Roethlisberger's still a little old and rusty, but you'd have to like the matchup there. And then another name I'll throw at you right now is a name that was not on a lot of fantasy football owners' radar coming into the season. But when you look at what Mike Williams of the Los Angeles Chargers is doing right now, he's absolutely lighting it up. Keenan Allen still gets a ton of the defense's coverage and attention. Mike Williams able to dominate his one-on-one matchups on the outside. And then for my DFS guys out there, you have to spread your money around and take a gamble. I don't particularly care for the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, but this week playing against that Jaguars defense, starting wide receiver Devonta Parker's out, the other receiver Will Fuller's out, so that leaves rookie Jalen Waddle. Perhaps he could be a nice play for you this week. He's certainly going to get the majority of targets in that game.
Lance Goodman with NFLExporter.com. I'm telling you, folks, if you want to score in your fantasy league, you got to check this dude out. You can follow him on Facebook, Instagram. I see you coming up on Instagram all the time, man, and it's always, always great information. Lance, let's look at this situation with the Las Vegas Raiders. You start off the season, you beat Baltimore. Game goes into overtime, but Derek Carr looked like gangbusters, man. Jacob, what's the running back? Josh Jacobs looking good. Hunter Renfro. Then all of a sudden, we know what happens with their head coach. How do you approach a team like the Las Vegas Raiders? Is there any value with their key players on offense?
Without question. We've seen Derek Carr's production take a pretty significant dip from what he did the first 3 weeks of the season. I only had one touchdown pass on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago against the Chargers and just was not able to get it done last week at home against Chicago. So he's a guy right now going against a very tough Denver defense in his division matchup that you probably want to lower expectations a little bit. I'd probably say the same for Josh Jacobs. Right now, I think this is the first time this season that he's 100% healthy. But again, Denver's on a two-game losing streak. I expect for their defense to play with some pride at home. The guy that you're going to start every week, without question, is going to be tight end Darren Waller. He's a must-start regardless of the matchup.
As we look at this season so far through the five, the surprising player is who, the most disappointing player is who with guys that are healthy.
I'd have to say for a wide receiver position, you look at what DJ Moore and Deebo Samuels have done at the wide receiver position, and it's been amazing. Both of those guys right now are inside of your top five fantasy wide receivers. I'd say right along with wide receiver Mike Williams, I just talked about, and even rookie Jamar Chase. I think all of those wide receivers right now were certainly expected to be productive, but not top five wide receivers right now. And then let's go with a hometown favorite and give our guys some love. I'm talking about running back Kareem Hunt, who will be getting the full workload this week at home against the Arizona Cardinals. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, guys. Last year, and when people draft Kareem Hunt, they do it because he's a nice flex option. But for this reason here, he's a great handcuff to Nick Chubb, who, if he misses any time, Hunt gets the full workload. Last year, when that happened, Hunt had his least productive games. It seems like he does much better at that change of pace back. But he's hot right now. Three consecutive games where he's getting into the end zone. We know he's an all-purpose back. So let's give the hometown some love and expect for Kareem Hunt to have a big game this week. Your biggest disappointment this far, it has to be Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook. Owners have only gotten two games out of those guys this year. And those are top five overall picks that owners are leaning on and depending on weekly to pump in big points and kind of help keep the ship afloat. And so it'll be good to see those guys back healthy because, man, those are some key injuries and have a lot of owners behind the eight ball.
Atlanta, New Orleans, the Jets, and San Francisco on the bye week this week. And we're speaking with Lance Goodman, fantasy football expert at NFLExporter.com. Lance, let's talk about Dallas Cowboys a little bit more right now. You got a two-headed monster at running back. What do you do in a situation like that?
Sure. So Ezekiel Elliott has pretty much asserted himself as the top back in that backfield. I know early on this season, and we talked about it in after week one, that you have to respect matchups. And we know that Tampa Bay's front seven is just very difficult to run against. The following week against the Chargers, the yardage wasn't there, but he found the end zone. And I think a lot of people got ahead of themselves when they seen Tony Pollard have the bigger day. But if you look at the last 3 weeks, Ezekiel Elliott, three straight games, over 100-yard rushing, has five touchdowns in that span. So there's no disparity there right now. How we just talked about Kareem Hunt, Tony Pollard's true value right now is going to be handcuffing him in case Ezekiel Elliott misses any time. Pollard's a talented enough guy that I'm pretty sure there'll be a couple random times throughout the season where he'll pop a big run or get in the end zone. But that's a very risky play and hard to trust week to week. That backfield is set. It belongs to Ezekiel Elliott. Dallas offensive line and offense in general is back rolling. And Ezekiel Elliott is right there smack in the middle of it. But again, I'll be interested to see how they fare this week on the road against the Patriots defense, which gave them a ton of trouble last year.
All right. Last night, Zach Ertz plays for the Eagles, catches a touchdown pass. Today, he's traded. Sunday, he's ineligible to play for the Cardinals. But after that, he will be eligible. How much of an impact can Zach Ertz make with the Cardinals, or is that just an insurance policy?
No, I think that he can certainly have an impact for the Cardinals as well as fantasy football owners. I myself have tight end Kyle Pitts of the Atlanta Falcons, who's on the bye this weekend, was able to grab Ertz once I seen that Dallas Goedert was not going to be playing this week with the COVID-19. A lot of owners grab Ertz, and our expectation was going to be to grab him for a week or possibly two. and let him go back to the wire. But when his trade went through, owners, I'm advising you to hold on to Zach Ertz now. It may take him a week or so to get acclimated with the offense. Obviously, he has to learn the language, and there's a lot of mouths to feed right now. Kyler Murray spreading it out not only to DeAndre Hopkins, but A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, rookie Rondale Moore. So there's a lot of targets to go around. But the key with that is tight end Max Williams, who was the starter for Arizona, went down last week with a severe knee injury and is going to miss the rest of the season. And so I'd say give Zach Ertz a couple weeks, but he'll be a steady starter at the tight end position, which we know has the least amount of depth.
We don't have enough time to do this right now, but I think this, Kenny. I propose the following. On a weekly basis, Lance, you and myself should each pick one player, and whoever scores the most fantasy football points, we get bragging rights for the week. So if that were the case, Lance, who has the highest score out of any position player this week in fantasy football?
I'm not going to lie to you or try to throw that out there. It is so many unexpected things that happen week to week. But a guy that I'm looking at right now who has a juicy matchup on his hands is Jonathan Taylor, the Indianapolis Colts, at home against that struggling Houston Texans defense. I think it could be a huge day for him. Also like Najee Harris, running back of the Pittsburgh Steelers, at home against that poor Seattle defense. Who are a couple guys that you would suspect or think have a big chance at having a big day on Sunday?
For me, it's hard to go against Josh Allen the way he's playing right now. And these quarterbacks, for whatever reason, I mean, have you ever seen Tom Brady threw for more touchdowns in one game last week, forget about last night, than he's ever done in the history of his entire career? That is amazing to me. So for me, I'm looking at a quarterback, and again, like you mentioned, somebody with a favorable matchup, and that might be in Buffalo.
Yeah, Josh Allen is unbelievable. He is one of those quarterbacks where it's rare that you see that, but he's improved on his accuracy tremendously. That's usually one area that quarterbacks don't improve in by leaps and bounds, and he's done it. And when you look at his statistics, number one in the NFL over the last 3 years, even more than Lamar Jackson, 27 rushing touchdowns. He's coming really close to breaking Tom Brady and Peyton Manning's longstanding record with not throwing an interception in the red zone. I think he's up to maybe about 196 passes. So he's become very consistent, and the weapons that they have in that Bills offense gives him a ton of opportunities to spread it around. And so that certainly would be a very viable pick from a matchup standpoint. Hard to find one better this week.
Actually, that game in Tennessee, and yeah, this guy, he's a dual threat at quarterback. And since we're talking about quarterbacks, I have one last question for you. I'll turn you loose. Detroit Lions at home, they've lost some heartbreakers going up against the Cincinnati Bengals team that's arguably one of the better teams in our division anyway. But Joe Burrow got hit in the neck last week, and he's on voice rest. You go into a dome stadium, and let alone it's going to be tough for him to call the plays, but to even call the plays as they're happening, does this bode well for Cincinnati?
I'm pretty sure they'll be fine. I'm assuming that they've taken the proper precautions. As you said, that was the first thing, was putting him on voice rest. Wisely, so that he could call out his commands and his audible, so on and so forth. I'd expect a lot of hand signaling, but would not be surprised at all. Maybe if we've seen a little high school, college football, maybe with some signs on the sideline to help the offense out as a whole. I think if they can get ahead in that game, maybe that keeps the crowd at bay. We know the Detroit Lions are desperate for a victory, and I expect with the way that their head coach really just poured his heart out for his team last week, those guys will come out and play hard, and this is one of the few winnable games that Detroit has on their schedule this year, so it'll be interesting to see how that one shakes out.
Lance, we always appreciate the time and the insight for everybody out there that's been listening and they're liking what they're hearing. Tell them how they can get a hold of you and get more info on all the different avenues of social media that you travel down.
Absolutely. Facebook.com/NFL Exporter. Twitter at NFL Exporter. The spelling for that is NFLExporter.com. On Instagram, the handle is at UFCATL. To make things easy on you, if you go to NFLExporter.com, the website, all of those social media logos are at the top of the page. One click, it'll get you to me. Give me a follow. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you have or help you out with your lineup any way that you may need.